see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
News Talk 580 WTCM, 8 minutes now after 10 o'clock. It is Wednesday, May 22nd, and it is a very wonderful world, especially when Bonnie Pintozzi from the Travel Authority and L-Tour Company joins us. And well, you take us around that world with your special guests, don't you?
Always. And today's special guest is really going to take us around the world. I'm going to do a introduction before I bring our guest on.
Great.
Okay. Customizing the travel experience is why Swain Destinations is the leading U.S. provider of completely personalized exotic vacation experiences. So joining us today is Ian Swain. He's the president and owner of Swain Destinations, and he's going to share his vision for customizing travel experiences by creating dynamic itineraries from scratch. Listen to this, for each and every client. With an unwavering commitment to service excellence and a dedication to raising the industry standards, and they have, makes Ian Swain's family-owned company the market leader. So if travel to you is the most wonderful gift we have on this planet, then you share the same feeling with Ian Swain. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Ian.
G'day, Crystal, and g'day, buddy. How are you?
Well, we're very good. G'day. Let's talk about Swain Destinations. First, before we really get into some of the destinations themselves, tell us about this company, because you happen to have the last name Swain. that's a good coincidence, right?
Very good coincidence. It makes it a lot easier. No, I'm from Australia, from Queensland in Australia, and about 34 years ago, I met this lovely lady who lived in, came from Philadelphia. And we met in New York, and we went back to Australia and got married, and our lives started together. And after a couple of years of Paul Hogan hitting Americans and telling them how to go to Australia, the Australians winning the America's Cup yacht race, Australia became very much in vogue. And having an accent, I found when I came over here to visit her parents and her friends, was wonderful. And people would say, where are you from? I love your accent. And I'd say, I'm from Australia. And they said, well, always wanted to go there. And I say, well, why don't you go? And they said, they don't know how to. So that sort of planted the seed in my head that if an Australian and an American together, of Australian with the knowledge of Australia and the South Pacific, and an American knowing what Americans are looking for in travel, then it's an obvious perfect matchup to make a travel company. So we came back over here 32 years ago and launched the company, and started just with the name Swain Australia Tours, because we were specializing in selling Australia and New Zealand. And then we've branched out since then because we found our clients enjoy the quality of service that we're giving them, and they wanted to do it to other destinations. So we branched out into Africa, both southern, eastern, and northern, India, all through Asia, China, and Japan. So it's been a tremendous, wonderful story for it. I get to travel around the world and have a good time. In fact, as I'm getting older in the travel game, or longer experience in the travel game, people say, when are you going to retire? And I keep telling them, well, people retire to do what I do, and I get paid to do it now, so I'll stay on doing it for a while longer.
Wow. You know, when people ask you, when you said, I mean, kind of the thing that made you and your wife start this company where you should go to Australia, but they don't know how to get there. They don't know what to do once they're there. There are some sort of stereotypes about Australia. There's one city, right? And then there's a bunch of, of wildlife. And that's just not true. There are so many rich experiences in Australia.
Oh, there's an enormous amount of experiences in Australia. And Australia's come of age in the travel business, and particularly in the high-end travel business, with some of the luxury lodges. They actually call them the luxury lodges of Australia. There's 19 different experiences you can have around Australia. And then the Australian government, the Tourism Australia, has put together collectives such as Great Wine Journeys of Australia, Great Beaches of Australia, Great Golf of Australia, Great Walks of Australia. And then we've got the indigenous people of Australia and the cultural side of things. And there's so many ways that you can learn about the culture. And the Aboriginal culture is some of the oldest in the world. And it's great to go back and meet them and talk to them and find out how they lived with the land for so many years and how they're still living off the land. And I think it's a great family experience, particularly, that kids can learn that we can look after the planet if we do it correctly.
Well, it's amazing because, Ian, you just described these various types of travel, and your listeners that are on for this show right now, we have beautiful golf courses, so we love our outdoors. We are a food and wine area, and we always revert to that somehow when Crystal and I are talking every Wednesday. And that you talked about the fact and the cultures and everything. You know, you're passionate about your area too, but you're passionate about all those trips, and I know you take a very hands-on experience, and that's what it's all about in travel. So, you know, with our golf courses and our golfers out there, you have some of the finest in Australia, correct?
Oh, we have some great golf courses. Royal Melbourne is ranked in the top 10 golf courses in the world, and it's the home for the President's Cup coming up later this year. Which has been held down there three. This will be the third time it's being held in Australia. But there's golf courses all around Australia, and they've got links courses, resort courses, courses with incredible views. I mean, and we can have access to all those courses now, whereas 10, 15 years ago it was difficult. You know, we can get you on and get one of your clients to go on to Royal Melbourne, for example, and play the same course that the President's Cup team are going to be playing. We can get them into Royal Sydney. We can get them into the different areas around Australia for that. And the same thing goes for New Zealand as well. I mean, there's some incredible courses in New Zealand. So we've got access to all that. And we find we're doing a lot more golfing trips. It's not so much just a golfing trip, but they'll play golf while they're on the trip and enjoy the food and wine, which I know you just mentioned. And the food and wine in the South Pacific and Australia, New Zealand is just second to none now. And we've got some great chefs going down there. Heston Blumenthal had a fat duck pop-up restaurant there for 6 months, for example. So the hotels, the tourism boards are really involved in getting headliners to come down and create their own experience in Australia using the Australianisms or the Aussie colloquialisms that are there, because we're very much into fusion-type food, and we're putting together a lot of different nationalities in our food.
And when you also talked about the trips to Asia and everything, too, you take that food experience into, like, Tokyo's fish markets, some of the biggest in the world. You can learn to, you know, to make dumplings in China or all these culinary delights, you know.
Wow.
Amazing experiences.
And like the street food in Singapore, for example, that's an incredible experience just to have a guide and take you out there at nighttime and sample these. And then food, street food is just the highest food in Singapore, and it's just an incredible way to go around and take a little bum boat and you cruise around the harbour of Singapore, and you get off and go to a new precinct and have some different types of food. So you're sitting out there with the locals, and that's a cultural experience that you can't have anywhere else in the world.
And then the adventure travel. Again, we're in an area right now where people love to do walking, hiking, adventures galore. And we see that in our offices at the Travel Tour and Outdoor Company all the time. But, you know, you can take them jet boating in New Zealand.
Mm-hmm.
You can do all these things.
You can do as much adventure as you like. And, I mean, Queenstown, to me, is what I call the adrenaline capital of the world. And anything that creates adrenaline, you can do down there, whether it's jumping off a bridge, bungee jumping, or taking the canyon swing.
Wow.
You're doing tandem. A lot of people do tandem sky jumping for the first time when they're on holidays because it's something different to do. The jet boating is more of a sedate one. But, you know, we've had clients where we've flown them in a helicopter to 8,000 feet of a mountain, and they climb up 2,000, and we pick them up again at 10,000 and bring them back down again. So they just want to have that experience. So anything is possible. It's just a matter of dreaming it up and deciding how you can do it, and we'll help make that happen.
Well, Crystal, I've got one for you. How about a rafting safari in Thailand or sandboarding in South Africa?
How do I choose?
Very difficult. As long as there's food on the way, you'll be just fine.
Well, yeah, there's so much adventure. That's fantastic. You know, when you're talking about, Ian, if you don't mind, when you're talking about the way that you're detailing some of these destinations, you know, that's what I like most about this is that you are planning a lot, but you're not planning everything. Mm-hmm. And people are still on their own a little bit, maybe for lunches and dinners and things like that, where you get a chance to explore on your own a bit too.
Yeah, well, we can do as much or as little as the traveler wants to do. I mean, and we do get involved in booking restaurants because in some cases, mm-hmm. some of the top restaurants, such as Key in Sydney or Test Kitchen in Cape Town, are hard to get into. So you need to have reservations. You can't just call up that day and expect to get in. But then, that being said, other people just like to explore around and find their own adventure for the food as well and do that. And with touring, we like to plan as much as we can, and we like to tell our travelers, if there's something that's a definite must that you have to do on this trip, then book it ahead of time because you don't want to be disappointed. If it's something that maybe I'll do it, maybe I won't, then you can also run it and do it when you're down there. We have offices in most of the locations that we're selling people to, so you have access to a Swain Destinations team member who can help plan extra activities for you or make any changes due to weather or things like that that come along at the time.
And Ian, you can also do the guided and group travel. And a lot of our listeners have different incentives for corporations and things that they own. But you can do leisure groups, corporate clients, to large groups of family, friends, all of that. Plus, because you've been really customizing group-friendly itineraries since the beginning, right?
Since day one, we've been doing that. That's what we felt that the need was for. And we do guided touring for those people who want to go with a guide, or there might be single travelers traveling and they want to travel with a small group. So we can do that. And that's the same thing with even our FIT packages. When people are in different cities, we can do shared touring with them. So there doesn't have to be a private vehicle and a private guide. It can be a guide with a small vehicle of up to, say, 14 or 15 people, and you're traveling with like-minded people, which some people love to do. So that's another option you can do when you're traveling down there. And it also helps with the budget because sometimes, you know, having everything private becomes expensive. So therefore, you can temper the budget by having shared touring in different areas along the way. And it's similar with the hotels that we choose. You know, you've got 3, 4, 5-star and even 6-star hotels or resorts. You can mix and match those with us where, you know, it could be a 3-star hotel in Melbourne and a 5-star hotel in Sydney and a 6-star island resort on the Great Barrier Reef. And you can mix it up to make it exactly what you want it to do.
Ian, and the other thing is wildlife travel is amazing. And, you know we can go and see the Big Five in Africa. We can do a lot of things. But think about this, Crystal, giant pandas in China.
Yep.
I mean, all of those are, you know, just the collection that can be put together. It's amazing, all the outdoor opportunities.
There's a lot of different animals around the world, and the pandas are incredible up in Chengdu in China, and you've also got, you know, obviously the kangaroos and koalas all throughout Australia. You've got the kiwi bird in New Zealand, and of course the Big Five in Africa. And just while we're talking about Africa, a point you just mentioned before about multi-generational travel, mm-hmm. which mm-hmm. we have large family groups traveling, and we're finding more and more that, you know, grandpa and grandma will take their kids and their grandkids on a trip, and particularly on a safari. And they'll now ask us to book a videographer to go with them on the trip. And not so much to take pictures of what the animals are, but to take pictures of their family interacting together on this trip. So grandma and grandpa have a legacy to give to their grandkids in the form of a file nowadays. It would have been a CD in the olden days, but they're now getting a file with the whole images of the whole trip so that the grandkids can remember exactly what grandpa and grandpa did for them.
And then you mentioned this about the multi-generational because, you know, that's been a big evolution and change over the years that you've seen, that it's not just mainly people in their 60s and 70s, but now it's all ages. Mm-hmm. And the baby boomers and those, I mean, they want to go. They want these experiences, right?
Well, we're finding the grandparents, you know, it's exactly what you just said. When I first started the business 30 years ago, if someone was traveling who was 60, that was considered at the higher end of the scale. But now we're getting 70, 80, or 90-year-olds traveling. Mm-hmm. So therefore, they're traveling with their families, and they want to do it. And the other thing we found is when multi-generational travel started, they would also take a step down in the accommodation. So the parents would say, well, let's go down a little bit of accommodation and save some money, whereas now they're going the other way, and they're increasing the accommodation to the better level or a higher level than they would normally have because they want to impress their kids and treat their kids well and show their family and have a better family experience, because people are now all about memories more so than about stuff.
Mm-hmm. Most definitely. We also have people up in this area who have called into me, into our office, and they're interested in rail travel. And, you know, we think about where we can go, but we don't think about some of the vistas that you can take them on a rail travel trip.
There's some great train journeys around the world. I mean, we're very fortunate to have those. And things like Rovers Rail and the Blue Train in South Africa, which takes you through the heart of South Africa, from Pretoria, which is just near Johannesburg, down to Cape Town or up to Victoria Falls in Zimbabwe. You have great trips. In Australia, you've got the Indian Pacific, which traverses the country from east to west, and you've got the Ghan, which goes from north to south. So you've got some incredible experiences. On the Indian Pacific, you've got an area which literally is hundreds of miles of just straight track. And you've got the outback, and you'll see different towns along the way. And yet the train companies have arranged different sort of experiences along the way to happen, and that includes food experiences. They bring on indigenous guides to talk about the history of the area that you're traveling through. So they've really done a great job in just enhancing it to just being a train journey. It's really an experience to enjoy that area.
Now, Ian, when I look at some of the other ones, and Crystal is always looking at the website at this point in time, and she's saying South Pacific, saying it, and then I looked at the Bali escape and all those different trips.
I just want you to get me to Bora Bora.
Bora Bora.
He can do that.
Okay.
I can do that. Bora Bora is a great island. I mean, it's part of the French Polynesian group and the islands of Tahiti. And Bora Bora has that magical feel. I remember a long time ago, one of my bucket list items was to sail a catamaran boat with my family and through into the harbor of Bora Bora as the sun was setting. And we were able to do that one time. We took all the kids down there and we're on a sailing boat. And we came into Bora Bora at 5 o'clock or 5:30 at night. And it was exactly what I expected it to be. It was just a fantastic time. And during that time in Bora Bora, four of our kids got certified for scuba diving. So it's on this PADI certificate says they're certified in Bora Bora.
Wow.
But seeing the kids doing their dive testing underwater and seeing a manta ray coming past them, it's just an incredible experience that is in the back of my mind and will be forever. And they're the type of memories and experiences that can be made by traveling to these exotic destinations and having the know-how to take to the right destinations at the right time.
Well, and Ian, that's what makes it special, because you watched your family grow up within the travel industry doing these adventures. You know what those memories mean, and that's why you put so much into the uniqueness that Swain Destinations has, the culture. I mean, you have incredible staff. The people that make up the family of Swain Destinations are amazing.
Yeah, we're very fortunate to have some great team members. And, you know, they stay with us for a long time. I've got four people who have been with me almost the whole 32 years the company's been going. And they've got the tremendous history as well. But you're right. I mean, I grew up and my family grew up with me in the travel industry. And we traveled a lot with them because we wanted to learn how families travel so we can actually explain it to people. And, you know, having a happy family on a travel makes a much better trip.
Definitely does. And what I loved about this, too, is you're not, if someone's listening to this saying, oh, I'll never be able to do this, I probably couldn't afford it, whatever, but you're not limited to only high-end travel. You offer that flexibility to mix and match and incorporate, you know, more maybe moderate, different accommodations to fit budgets of many styles, right?
I was noticing that, too, and very impressed.
Yeah, we do, and that's sort of coming back to the comment I made before, that you know we can mix and match it. So you might want to have an incredible Great Barrier Reef experience or a lodge experience in New Zealand, but when you're in the cities, you're okay, and you don't need to stay in a five-star hotel. So you can do that. But that being said, I mean, right now we partnered with a couple of Australia's states, Queensland, which is my homeland, home state, I should say, and New South Wales. And we've got some great specials for people who can travel in the next couple of months, and they can save up to 25%. And still get to the high-end travel experience. So that's on our website now, and you can look that up. But, I mean, it's to save 25% on a travel, if you can make the trip now, go for it, because there's been no better time and won't be more affordable than it is now.
Definitely, and we're watching those as well, because that's when we have such a relationship with the Altour and the Travel Authority and Swain Destinations. as we talk on the show a lot, we're very proud of the relationship we have with people that we know are going to create those wow moments for our clients, our mutual clients, when everyone's together. And Swain Destinations does that. It's that feel that when someone is on it, we know they're having experience. We are highly educated. They keep us. We have webinars. We have all sorts of training and things like that. So we know what's the specials and all these things that are coming out all the time. And, you know, Ian, I just want to personally thank you again for doing all that with us, because it's such an incredible professional relationship with us.
We've had a long time experience with the Travel Authority and Altura as a whole, and we're very happy to be part of it, and privileged to be part of this show as well, because I love just spreading the word about travel just in general, and if it can help my company, that's even better. But I just want people to enjoy the world and see it. I've been lucky enough to see it. It's just an amazing place.
Well, you know, you can be sure that Colleen and myself will be calling you to get to Bora Bora or Tahiti and starting to add to those bucket lists. You know, if you want a goofy American in Bora Bora, you know where to find one.
Maybe we can do a live broadcast when you're on the beach in Bora Bora.
We are totally down with that, Ian.
She has done those things, Ian, seriously.
No question at all. That sounds great. Well, thank you so much for giving us another kind of a up-close personal point of view, not only about Australia, New Zealand, and those South Pacific islands, but so many great opportunities with Swain destinations when it comes to Africa, when it comes to India. I'm ready to go.
Well, we can pack our bags fast.
Immerse yourself in travel. That's what we do. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Okay, thanks a lot. Bye.
Bonnie, let's book it.
I can't express enough to our listeners to kind of take a look at something that's very different.
Very different.
You know, it's not the cookie cutter type of thing maybe on other types of tours they might have been on. And Ian Swain is very much hands-on in his company.
Well, that's
creating those destinations and those types of trips.
I mean, if you want to look at some of the things we've been looking at, swaindestinations.com is where to go. Mm-hmm. But you know what? Even beyond that, just call up your travel agent at the Travel Authority. That's an Altura company. Cass Street in downtown Traverse City. You can go online to thetravelauthority.com. But Bonnie, it's just time.
It is, and it's a rainy day. This is a wonderful opportunity to talk to Ian.
Time to get dreaming. Thank you so much, Bonnie Pintozzi. We'll talk to you next Wednesday. They really say it.